Hello, guys. Hi, I like everybody. This. I was beginning to doubt even this stream. We were beginning to doubt this stream.
It's early, too. I put it at 9:45 or 10:40, whatever.
I made sure to tell people that it wasn't going to be. It was a little earlier than that because I was going to push you. Get here.
Oh, all right. Tough. I got to call up some of these comments, buddy. Hang on. Oh, there we go.
We're a little early.
Wait, who has to read? I don't have to read them, right?
No, I'm going to read them to you, Ian. That's how this works.
Okay,
so,
good.
Yeah. So we had a lot of people comment. So we're going to talk about that later on in the show because people were upset that Ian was the cause of the delay in the stream tonight.
Which is funny because, like, that also means that Cecil and I do not know how to run the stream.
Yeah.
Which is no surprise that I don't know how to run the stream. I have no idea how the stream happens. I never understood that.
But. I think I could maybe shake one of those computers over there upside down and it would eventually make a stream for us. But I'm not 100% sure. But after tonight, after being abandoned by Ian tonight,
I am going to learn
how to do it.
Yeah. I'm a little jealous of you right now.
I did put the patrons in, right?
You did. Did you send them all an apology, Ian?
Did you send those out?
Did you send out the apologies? No.
No, but I'm going to.
I was thinking of a funny thing that we could do.
No.
I was thinking of a funny thing we could do. I could set up, you could do one apology and then just very obviously read it and record it. And then very obviously put in the person's name as if it's being read off.
Officer Steve Grabowski. Yeah. That kind of thing. Yeah.
No, that's a great idea.
And then you could just send those out individually to everyone.
Mm.
What is Cecil drinking? Cecil's drinking Knob Creek.
Knob Creek.
Because he's in the studio and drinking whiskey and having fun.
Yeah.
Stupid pandemic.
We want to thank everybody for joining us tonight, even if we are a little late. I have no idea why we're late, though, tonight. Why on earth could we possibly be late? Ian, do you have any idea why we're late tonight?
Nope.
Well, I just want to read some comments to you, Ian, because people took the time out of their day. I said online, look, we have to delay the stream. And so I want to read some of the comments that people left when we said we had to delay the stream. This is why you can't have good things like safe, unadulterated elections, Ian.
What?
You're the reason for that.
You're messing with the election system now.
Oh, it's good.
Ian.
Shit. All
right,
fine.
Aaron says, Ian, I'm not mad at you. I'm just disappointed.
Did my dad comment? What is that?
That hurts.
Tim said, did Ian have to work over at Comcast tonight? Ian, if you ever get a job at Comcast, I'm driving out to wherever you live in, like, I don't know, New York Light, and I'm going to kill you. I'm just going to murder you. Ian should write an apology comment to everyone who comments.
He should have to reply to every comment.
So good. So good.
God damn it.
It's so either good. We could also get him a cone of shame.
Okay, now this one, Michael, this is uncalled for. I'm so mad I wish Ian were Herman Cain right now.
That's so mean.
Holy shit.
That would be mean even if he wasn't sick.
I'm
going to
make sure I'm not Herman Cain right now. Here we go. Hold on. Let me take these off.
There we go.
There we go.
I had to cut my beard a little shorter, man, because of the whole mask situation.
I just want to make sure I'm not Herman Cain.
Oh, wait. Herman Cain died? I didn't even know.
He died.
Wait, oh, that's very
Herman
mean.
Cain died?
That's so rough, man.
That's so mean.
Oh. Herman Cain did die.
I thought you just meant
he succumbed to coronavirus today.
Yeah.
Ian.
I thought they just wanted me to give him the 555 deal.
No. They wanted you to give him the 999 Pizza Box Sim City tax plan.
Yeah, 999, whatever.
Ian, these live streams are the one few things keeping me from driving into the cold embrace of the void. What are we barely paying you for?
What are we paying you like 20% of your market value for, Ian?
These are so good. Tom, do you want to read a few of these?
20%. I'm sorry, y'all.
Do you want to see it? You want to read any of these, Tom?
Sorry, oh, my God. Oh, someone, Ian makes Cecil pine for Eli. That one's good.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Who the fuck is Ian? It's another one of my favorites.
That's a good one. Thank you.
Oh, wait. Here's one I like. Ian, what's your stream? That was a good one. No, I like those all caps.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's nice. I like that.
I don't internet.
So that's that's awesome. Oh, God.
Oh, this one's on your side. You go, Ian. Stick it to the man. Rise up, rise up. Mark's got your back.
Oh, Mark, here you
Mark,
go.
You're
going to
get Ian
Jeff.
Fired. Way to go.
No. No, fuck.
Here you go. From Jeff, Mark. Because of the delay, I had to sit and listen to my mother-in-law bitch and bitch about everything under the sun, including how much Blue Lives Matter. Fuck you, Ian. Ooh. Fuck you right in the ass. That's so rough.
That's so mean. Like, that's so mean.
You're responsible for Jeff's shitty mother-in-law. Jeff, I hate to tell you this, man, but your wife's responsible for her shitty mother-in-law.
Shit. Let me read this one. Because this one has it. This one, you know, with some of these, Tom, there's just this ring of truth. Cassandra, Ian is cheating on you with another podcast. Ian, do you have anything to say, Ian?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Here we are. We put our lipstick on. We poured our box of wine. We're three drinks into our box of wine, and you're late again, Ian. You're out gallivanting. Christopher says you're dead to him, Ian. I'm just saying. There's a great one here. I'm gonna put this on. I'm gonna put this. This is my favorite. Just look at this person put it on the screen. It just says you suck.
Wait, hold on. Let me put that up there.
That shit is my favorite.
Wait, which one? Is it the one they're all like at a concert or whatever?
Yeah, they're in like a fucking wrestling match or whatever. Just, you suck. Oh, it's fucking delicious, Ian. So good.
Rick evidently uses the live streams for unapproved. Fuck you, Ian. What am I supposed to jack off to now?
On Twitter, the realest mofo says, I'm so angry I shit my pants, Ian. Wash my goddamn pants.
Why does this tweet get so much interaction, but everything I post doesn't?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Oh, gosh. Hey, I actually want to tell everybody, too. You know, I think Twitter, I found this out recently. You know, I wasn't getting a couple people's tweets. They weren't coming up in my feed. I had to go visit their Twitter page for them to start reappearing in my feed again. They just sort of mysteriously disappeared. They just weren't reappearing. And I didn't have to follow them again, but I had to go to their page to see them. So if anybody wanted to see our tweets, because we get very little interaction off really funny tweets sometimes. Like really funny, hilarious tweets that we think about for a couple of minutes before we actually furiously type them away and then nobody responds to them.
I'm just screaming into the void. It doesn't feel good.
I had a couple of funny ones too, and I thought, man, this is really good, and nobody's responding to it. I'm just sitting there going, guys, wasn't that funny? Huh, guys, wasn't that funny?
Oh, my God.
Everybody keeps on commenting. I got to go into this other one because there's another one in the fans of Cognitive Dissonance. It's a bunch of people.
Oh, I didn't look in there. I should go look in there.
Hang on. So.
You posted it there, too. Can we just do one?
No, I posted it all over the place.
Posted it everywhere. Shared it to our personal pages.
Yeah, I mean, I was making sure I shared it everywhere. So yeah.
Not getting the OnlyFans. There's no OnlyFans. Stop.
All right, here we go. Someone else said, Ian, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. Is this something going on here?
I don't know. My life.
I don't know.
Someone's wagging their finger. These are great, guys. Thanks for interacting with us. We appreciate it tonight. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. Tom,
yep.
You know, we had this tradition for a little while. We were eating candy in the studio, and the candy's still here. So I'm actually going to eat some of this candy.
That is our candy.
Well, it's my candy.
That's not your candy.
No, you're socially.
That is not your candy.
You're socially distanced from this candy.
Well, that can't be socially distant from candy.
You are. You currently are, motherfucker.
God. God damn it.
All right.
Are you really going to eat my candy?
I am really going to eat candy.
Okay.
Nestle makes these things. They're called Smarties. But I thought Smarties.
Aren't Smarties those little chalky...
They're like little sweet tart things,
chunks
aren't
of
they?
Yeah, but they're like those little chalky sugar candies.
All right, so let me try a chalky sugar candy. Here we go. It's a Smartie. They look like a...
It's like 5 months old. I hope you choke. I don't mean that.
All right, candy shell on the outside. Oh, they're like an M&M.
Are they chocolatey?
Oh, they're like a bad M&M.
I win!
You did win!
Yes!
Oh, that's a terrible M&M. You know, M&Ms have a great ratio, right? This is chocolate inside of here, but it tastes kind of like... You know the orange... the chocolate orange thing you get once in a while that you just throw away? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
It tastes kind of like that, and... The ratio's all off. Because look at... I don't know if you can see this, Tom, but look at how big this is. It's flat, and it's unlike an M&M,
so it's
which
mostly
is,
shell?
Yeah, so it's mostly gross shell, and the chocolate's not good.
Oh.
It's like cheap chocolate. It tastes like the chocolate Easter bunny that you get from your aunt who doesn't spend a lot of money. It tastes like that. That's really unpleasant. That's not a good food. Who made these? This is a terrible idea, Smart. What the fuck? That's
There's
not a
smart about
I remember.
Man.
You won tonight.
You know what's great, Cecil, is I happen to have upstairs a couple of Bueno bars, which are a delicious candy, an absolutely outstanding candy. You got stuck with the Smarties. You're eating my candy, and this is your karmic comeuppance.
It is.
Because when this is over, I'm going to walk upstairs, and I'm going to eat that Bueno bar, and it's going to be amazing.
It's almost like I tweeted out, you shouldn't wear a mask, and then I died of the coronavirus. It's something like that. It's almost that karmic justice-y. It's like that.
Somebody says, Smarties are the shit you throw away in your trick-or-treat bag. Oh, man.
It really is.
Those actual little sugar Smarties. I don't hate those things. Like, I won't go out of my way for them. If the kids bring them home for their Halloween, I'll steal their shit.
Sure.
Like, that's fine.
Sure. Someone says, Ian is cheap white chocolate. Ian, take that. Take that. That's you, buddy.
That is so mean.
Studio Red Art, Bueno bars are awesome. I try them because Tom mentioned them. Yes, they are amazing.
I still haven't found one.
God, they're so... Really? Now they have a CVS by me now.
Yeah, when I went in, I looked for them. I couldn't find them, so...
So good.
Yeah, I couldn't see them at all. All right.
Get the bar, Tom. Gloat in superior candy. It wouldn't be the same, though. That's the studio candy. That's like our...
It was given to us.
Thing.
It was given to both of us. And now I'm eating it.
That's like taking a different girl to your like favorite restaurant together or something. It's just like mean.
Well, you're not allowed to do that?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Okay, yeah. I guess I'll stop doing that.
You got to stop. Yeah. At least don't bring Sarah when you bring that girl.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm good enough. I have a calendar on here. I know where I'm supposed to be.
Make her sit at the opposing table and just watch you eat with someone else. Ian is the carob of chocolates.
Oh.
That's a rough one. Oh no.
Oh. Brutal.
Oh.
All right. Here we go.
All right.
Let's do a story, Tom.
Let's do it. Yep.
So,
which one?
Viral sensation Dr. Stella Emanuel says Jesus will destroy Facebook if her COVID video doesn't go back. All right. So, Tom, you got to read the tweet if you can.
Yeah. All right. Hang on a second. Hello, Facebook. Put back my profile page and videos. Yeah. Okay. So, all right. Just to set the stage here, there is no punctuation in this sentence.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, Facebook, put back my profile page and videos up or your computers with start crashing till you do. You are not bigger than God. I promise you, if my page is not back up, Facebook will be down in Jesus' name. That is a medical doctor writing.
Yeah.
That.
I mean, like a bad medical doctor, though. I mean, a really bad one who thinks alien DNA and semen sperm give you COVID or some shit.
Yeah. What the actual fuck is going on here? Like, did you not have to take one writing class before you got your MD? What is even happening?
I mean, I know that Trump tweeted something out. he tweeted, he retweeted her video. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Because it was, it's one of those Breitbart.
The White Coat Summit video.
Yeah, it's one of those Breitbart fuckers put, threw this thing together, basically got a bunch of people who may or may not have been who they said they were. And then they posted it. And it's her saying that, you know, COVID is the hydro, it's basically a plug for hydrochloroquine.
Right.
Or hydro, is it
hydroxychloroquine?
I always say it wrong. Hydroxychloroquine. So it's one of those, it's a plug for that. And I called it last week, didn't, when we were talking last week, and I said, well, I haven't heard about hydroxychloroquine in a while. And then boom, now
bing,
he's talking
bing,
about
bing,
it.
Yep.
They just keep fucking talking about it over and over and over again.
So the Daily Beast published an extensive collection of some of her crazy shit from her website. She refers to herself as, quote, God's battle axe and weapon of war. She claims that medical issues, I love this, medical issues like endometriosis, cis fertility, and impotence are caused by sex with spirit husbands and spirit wives.
What now?
And I thought, like, how, like, have you ever been, you got to have a marriage to these fucking spirit demons or whatever? Like, you can't even just, like, have some, you can't even have casual sex with your spirit
you
demon?
You can't even have casual demon sex anymore. Gosh, right. These religious right people.
Is there no demon Tinder? What the fuck?
You would think so. They love fire. I mean, come on.
I need
on.
To be in a committed relationship before. What the, what? Spirit husbands and spirit wives, a phenomenon described essentially as witches and demons having sexual intercourse with people in a dream world. Quote, this is a quote from her. They turn into a woman and then they sleep with the man and collect his sperm. Then they Caliente. Turn into the man and they sleep with the man and deposit the sperm Caliente. And reproduce more of themselves.
Caliente.
Okay, wait. They turn into a woman, they sleep with a man.
Then they have
the sperm.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Then they turn into the man and sleep with a man. So then they've got some sperm from the first guy.
Sure.
Then they're a guy. Mm-hmm. Then they sleep with a guy. And then they deposit the first sperm from the first guy
into the third guy? Couldn't you just maybe cut this schematic down a little by just being a guy in the first place?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. This seems unnecessarily complicated.
There's like
a transaction we don't need here.
It's like a Rube Goldberg device to have sex. I don't need any of that. Yeah.
What is all this?
Yeah.
And then they are responsible for serious gynecological problems. We call them all kinds of names, endometriosis, we call them molar pregnancies, we call them fibroids, we call them cysts, but most of them are evil deposits from the spirit husband. They're also responsible for miscarriages and impotence, men that can't get it up. So, like, I'm not sure as a man, like, if I'm not a gay man, like, her chain of events... Her whole thing is the sperm is the problem.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know why I'm going too far down this train.
This is a medical doctor, right?
holy shit. I forgot. This is a medical doctor.
This is
a medical
doctor.
And the president of the United States retweeted this fucking
And then defended it twice.
Yeah.
Defended it twice. Yeah. Talked about how, she was on point. She's on point. Yeah. I just thought I'd share it with everybody.
This is the road we're down. It's not that we're going down, by the way. Like, this is actually the road that we are down. We are so far down this road. Is there a descent into madness further that we can fall into, Cecil? Is there more farce that we could fall into? Or have we reached maximum parity?
At this point, it almost feels like there's genuinely no going back to. It feels like we're at a point now where no matter who gets in there next time, they're just going to tweet out partisan hackery videos and... Use Twitter as a fucking club. No matter what they're going to do. I mean, you can't imagine that. They're almost certainly going to do that. And it's terrifying that's now the medium that we're talking to people on.
Right. We're making major public announcements via Twitter.
Unreal.
Unreal.
All right. I want to read.
Demons make my wiener soft.
I want to read a couple more of these things that were directed at Ian. So, Ian, you ready?
Okay.
Are you eating on the street?
What are you eating? You're a vegetarian. You don't even eat.
What are you eating?
I eat pretzels.
What the fuck, man? We need you to
listen
be
to that.
Very, very, very conscious of these camera shots that we have.
I'm hungry. I haven't eaten yet.
Listen to him. He's chomping
into the... God damn it.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, fucking Ian.
That's it. All right, so here we go.
I'm sorry.
That's it. All right, well, I'm going to find the meanest comment.
Lou said, I sped through 17 layers of security like a ninja hacker, stealing your identity to log into Twitch at the last possible moment, only to find out I could have fucking procrastinated another 45 minutes. That's the procrastinator. That's just like a procrastinator's nightmare, that you could have procrastinated longer and you didn't, you weren't able to. That's an ab. Tell me, Tom, isn't that a procrastinator's nightmare?
That's, yeah. Yeah. Like, why would I, if you. I, yeah. Yes, I know. That's a direct question. Yeah, I'm answering.
Direct question. Yeah. Yeah.
100%. It's like, I could, it's like, see, so I'll get angry if I have to like wake up at 7:30. If I wake up at 7:20 on my own, I'm pissed. I'm not like okay with that.
I wake up on my own all the time. I never set an alarm.
You don't set an alarm?
Never. Rarely. If it's early, I'll set an alarm. Like if it's 4 in the morning, I'll set an alarm.
What?
But most of the time I'll be up before the alarm at 4 in the morning. I will still set it, but I won't go off. So.
Oh, you're one of those people that just like can know like while you're sleeping that you have to get up at a certain time?
Well, and I also wake up several times throughout the night. So it's like when you know, if I throw 50 darts and I hit one in the bullseye, you count the bullseye and you forget the 50 that you threw. I woke up 45 times in the middle of the night to look at the clock. So it's not like I'm fucking psychic. Yeah, I'm just fucking nervous. So that's the difference.
I will seriously, if I wake up at 7:20, I don't have to go to, I will fall back asleep and have a dream in that 10 minutes.
No shit.
Yeah, no, I do it every day. I'm like, I'm pissed if I have to wake up 6 minutes. If I'm like, nope, that's 6 minutes I could have had. I'm taking it back. And I fall back asleep. Yep.
Yeah, no.
All the way asleep, too. Like, boom, done. Drooling a little.
Jesus.
Yeah. The whole thing.
I wish I could sleep like that. All right, Tom, we're going to do another story.
All right. Which one do you want to do, bud?
Let's do police respond to report of apex predator prowling around park. Discover. And I'm going to show you guys what it is. This is the predator. I'm going to open an image in a new tab just so we can see what the predator is, everybody. So there's your predator, folks. That's an apex predator. That's all I'm saying. It's an apex predator. I love that the police took a photo of a stuffed panther. It looks like it might be depositing something into that bench, doesn't it?
It's. I love that. Like, they're like, oh man, there's a panther at the park. Did none of you notice that the panther was not moving?
It's completely still. Shh. Oh, it's sleeping. Be quiet. You don't want to wake the ferocious panther.
Because like the panther kind of like, if that was like a still image of like the panther like jumping over that bench, I would be like, whoa, there's a panther jumping over the bench. But if it's just like, hey, wait a minute. The world does not operate in a series of still images. Panthers are not frozen in time. Just like waiting awkwardly draped over benches.
Somebody paused it while that panther was jumping over the
roof. Just, I remember, Cecil, when I got a TiVo back in the day.
Yeah.
And I had the TiVo for the first time ever. And I was driving and I had gotten really used to it. And I really loved it. I was like, man, this thing is fucking awesome. And like, I was driving my car and something happened and I instinctively wanted to pause it and rewind. But it was real life.
But it was real life.
And I was like, driving, I was like, fuck, I just see that. And I was like, oh, I can't be like,
I can't pause real life. God damn it.
And like, go.
There's a whole movie about that, isn't there?
Yeah, I know.
I remember one time, this is similar. One time I got out of work after a long day and I had my bike outside. My bike was sitting there like locked up or whatever. And I was going to ride my bike home. And it was one of those long, difficult days that your brain is thinking about something else.
Yeah.
And I walked out and I keyless card entried my lock. I pulled it out of my pocket and I was like, what the fuck am I doing? What the fuck are you doing? I've also done that to my door before where I just, you're instinctively not thinking about it and you just pull your, and you're like, oh, that's my real door. I don't have a keyless entry for my door.
Yeah, but okay, Cecil. Why is it that we don't have keyless entry for our homes?
You can nowadays with a cell phone, although I don't know how secure it is, but I know that they have these new cell phone things where you just wave a cell phone and then it unlocks your deadbolt.
But like, I'm sure your car's like mine. I don't even have to take my keys out of my pocket.
You just
walk up to my car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And my car's like, welcome, Tom. I love you. Like, why isn't my house the same way?
I know, yeah.
I don't even have a key to my house.
Yeah.
I actually don't even have a key to my own house. Somebody's always home, so I don't carry a key to my house. Carry.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even know where one is. I gave one to a nanny. I'm not sure if she still has it.
Someone's always there.
I've never been home. I've never come home to this house and not someone's not here.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't need a key to this.
What do
thing.
I need a key for?
What the fuck? I'm not the first one here ever. Like, that's never happened.
All right, Tom, let's do your favorite story.
Oh, UK God, man, this is so good.
UK man fined. Let me put it up here. Yeah. UK man fined for pretending to be a ghost in Portsmouth Cemetery.
An English man was fined for pretending to be a ghost in Portsmouth Cemetery. Anthony, whatever the hell, was spotted in Portsmouth's Kingston Cemetery. He was flapping his arms, throwing himself backwards, and making ghost noises.
What a ghost. So ghosts aren't real. So what is a ghost noise? You can't prove that in a court of law. You can't prove that shit. You show me a ghost first, then you say I made a ghost noise.
That's true.
Fuck
That's
you.
True. You've got a good point. You've got a good point. Witnesses said, complained to police about his rowdy behavior and his pretending to be a ghost. He basically got drunk, went to the cemetery, and was, witnesses reported the group engaging and one of them throwing their arms in the air and saying, woo!
Did he say they're coming to get you, Barbara? I hope he said they're coming to get you, Barbara. Oh, that'd be amazing. Oh,
lost opportunity if not.
Oh, gosh.
That's so good.
That's so funny. He got an extra 3 months was added to an existing 12-month suspended sentence. Was he fucking flapping his arms in a cemetery before? They
like
can't keep
thing.
Him out of the cemetery, this guy.
Hey, guys, you want to do a little arm flapping? Little cemetery arm flapping? Huh? Who's in? Oh. Everybody's in, say woo.
Oh, that's good shit, man.
Oh, God, it's so fucking funny.
Hey, Ian, by the way, I want to read another one to you here. This guy's Marcus says, hey, Ian, you dopey cunt. I just want to...
Holy shit!
I think you can only do that with a British accent.
That escalated
quickly.
I could say it if I want.
However I want. Thank you very much. Here's another person on Twitter. Ian, you're such a fuck knuckle.
Jesus Christ. Wow. Man.
I think that's a relative.
You people.
Oh, this is a great comment about the ghost thing. He would have gotten away with it too, if not for those pesky kids. That's good.
Oh, man. We were so late tonight. We have to end the stream a little early. We have to also pay our respects to Herman Cain. So that's the other reason why we're
in. Oh, yeah. Like
How many, what's the body count you think for Republicans on this? Do you think, because more Republicans are going to die, guaranteed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
What's
for sure.
the body count you think here?
Do for you think, famous Republicans?
Yeah, I mean, do you think we'll lose five total famous Republicans? And I mean, five. Well,
by the
mean,
end
five,
of the year or through the whole thing?
By the end of the year. And here's the thing. I'm gonna rank famous Republican as famous pundit that has enough people where you know them, you know their name. Famous... senator, could be a previous congressman or senator, or I would say senator, a woman, but there's not a lot of women Republicans. And then finally, it could be somebody like Herman Cain, who never really had a super high office, but was in...
He was high profile.
He was high profile and ran for president.
Seven?
I'm going to say seven.
I'm going to go seven, yeah.
Five.
Do you have a wish list?
I do.
Come on. Everyone's got a wish list.
Man, I'll tell you what. If you could just start going down to all the hot, contentious Senate races, those are the ones that I don't like either. You know, we talk about like, you're talking about Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell. Gosh, wait, who doesn't light fireworks if either of those guys catch COVID?
Oh, I mean, seriously, like if those guys get COVID because of their, and I only wish this ill will on them because they're horrible fucking
people
that have damaged the fucking country. Yeah. Like if their irresponsible behavior leads them to catch a fucking disease during a pandemic, like I'll take a day off of work just to stay home and grin.
Yeah.
Like I'll just be like, I can't even, ha ha ha. I'll just roll around in my own fucking filth and joy.
And especially, I especially enjoy the, you know, what you said earlier, karmic justice or whatever. I especially enjoy the people who specifically go out of their way to spread a shitty message of anti-masking to more than just a few people in a room. We're talking massive campaigns of anti-masking, and those people wind up catching it and dying. That's not anything except for fucking natural selection.
Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, but like, that's just funny. Like, yeah. At that point, it's just funny. It's like, haha. Yeah, Louis Gohmert. Louis Gohmert's got it. That yeah. would be fucking delicious. Steve King.
Steve oh. King. Yeah, Steve King's not really that. He's just, he's a racist that's out of Congress now. So it's like, well, who cares?
That's true.
You know, but there's so many people on the right that are anti-mask that, you know, all it takes, fucking Alex Jones, you know?
Oh, you know, that would be weird.
He could catch it easily. And that dude's not, you know, they say that the thicker you are, the more difficult the disease is on you. He's not a thin dude.
No, he's
you
know? Not. No. What about Rush Limbaugh? That would be nice.
Rush Limbaugh's already fucking immunocompromised.
Right. Yeah. That's what I mean. That would be a good win.
Someone says Ben Shapiro. I don't know. I think maybe it would just make his voice a little deeper. I think that fucking squeak toy Ben Shapiro.
Yeah, man. I have to say, like, I do think that, like, they're playing with fire. I was honestly disappointed that they weren't holding their convention in Jacksonville. Like, yeah, that would be amazing. That convention in Jacksonville was like a fucking Russian roulette tournament. Like, are you kidding me?
Exactly, yeah. Kurt says, was Kane anti-mask? Not doubting, just not aware. Yeah. Yeah, Kurt, Kane was anti-mask. In fact, he deleted a tweet, or his social media manager deleted a tweet that specifically said that they were excited to go to the Trump rally because there was not a mask. Masks were not required. This is getting insane, I think is what it said.
Yeah, all fed up.
Yeah, all fed up. Yep. And then specifically, there was many tweets throughout and memes throughout where Herman Cain was specifically anti-mask for a very long time. So, you know, you can't look at Herman Cain and say that he didn't do this to himself. He did it to himself. He did it. And now the problem is that they don't want to look like they were lying or whatever. So they're digging their heels in, and it's the worst thing in the world to dig your heels in. It's a terrible idea. It's just genuinely stupid. Just admit you were wrong. And they could use Herman Cain as a springboard to do that, and they won't.
Yep. Yeah. This is like what they're doing now is like when people are pointing out like this schadenfreude of the whole thing, like they're saying like, oh, now is not the time. Now is not the time. This is exactly the time. Like we talked about this before, but like, if you want to know, like, if you're unemployed, you want to know why you're unemployed. It's because these anti-masker idiots are making it impossible for us to get this pandemic under control.
Yeah.
So, like, the reason your fucking grandma died in a nursing home and the reason, like, you're unemployed and, like, the reason your kids can't go back to school, all of that is, like, these motherfuckers who are selling people on a narrative that, like, if they don't have to wear masks, that this is a civil liberties issue, that this is something to do with bald eagles and freedom and flags. And like, that's the reason. That is 100%. It's the reason you're unemployed right now if you're unemployed.
Yeah.
It's the reason your fucking grandma in a nursing home died, and it's the reason your kids aren't going back to
school. There's so many studies that point to it being positive, to it being a thing. And it's such a fucking small ask. It's such a tiny ass.
Yeah.
It fucks my beard up. Every time I wear it, I put the goddamn thing on, and it fucks my beard up, and it fucking pushes it all back. And it's weird.
I trim mine for that reason.
And it actually doesn't fit underneath my fucking chin very well. I normally wear the gaiter, so it doesn't do all that stuff. But this thing doesn't fit very well. But you know what? I fucking wear it. I look like a doof, and I don't care. Because I don't want to fucking... And I told Tom earlier, I said, look, if I ever catch COVID, it's not because I wasn't careful. It's because someone else wasn't.
Yeah.
I'm going to be as careful as I possibly can, but there's going to be some moments where other people are not going to be careful. This is just asking other people to be careful and not kill you. It's not a fucking, we do it when we fucking say, please don't drink and drive. Why can't we do it now?
Yeah. Well, it's the reason the health department won't let you like attend a restaurant without shoes and a shirt.
Yeah.
Right. There's the no shoes, no shirt, no service rule is not because it's just gross to look at a bunch of man boobs while you're trying to eat a taco.
Yeah.
Although, it is gross.
Yeah, genuinely.
It's because like...
You could actually stick a taco under it, by the way. It'll hold the taco for a while.
Get a taco tucker?
If you tuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could keep two tacos. You just store them in your unda, in your famunda there, and you could just pull them whenever you want. Trust me, I know. I saw a guy do it once.
Oh my God.
That guy wasn't me. Anyway. Yeah, but you're right. It's because it's fucking unhealthy.
Yeah, it's unhygienic. And like it's a public health issue. Why is there a fucking sign in every bathroom for fucking years that says employees must wash hands before returning to work? We're like, these are minimum requirements for the public health of all people. What the fuck is complicated about
this? Yeah, it's not hard. And it and it's such a low ask. It's such a low ask. I was at the the store today, and a guy, I was getting food at, I don't normally go shopping very often. I actually have been doing the pickup, which has been great, by the way. You yep. call ahead, you do your stuff online, and then they put it in the bags and whatever, and they check it out and they bring it out. They literally bring it out to your car and set it in your trunk. It's just like,
oh, that's nice.
It's super great. They're a little weird when they pick shit out. Sometimes they miss stuff, or they pick a thing out that's a substitution that you scratch your
You're
fucking
like,
head.
Why would you do that?
but for the most part, it's pretty good. But there's one store, there's a Whole Foods by me that I wanted to go get a couple of things from today. And their system is fucking an absolute pain in the ass to try to do that. So I just decided to go in instead and pick up the five or six things that I wanted to pick up. So I went in, and there's no good fishmongers by us, but this Whole Foods is the only place that has good fish, right? So I wanted to buy some fish. And so I went in and I ordered it. I had my mask on, and there's a line, but I wasn't really paying attention to the line underneath. And the guy said to me, he's like, can you please pay attention to the line underneath your feet? And I said, oh, I'm very sorry. And I stepped behind it. But, you know, I know that that probably would have teed someone else off, because you see all these people having fucking meltdowns in the supermarket. There's so
Absolute
many videos
tantrums.
Of them. And you're just like, I just don't want to fucking kill the guy behind the counter. I immediately apologized. I took two steps back. I waited till he was finished, and then I walked up. I didn't even know there was a line there until he mentioned it, right? But the moment he did, I was apologetic. I wasn't fucking aggressive or abusive. I just... And he was telling me what was up, but hey, that's his fucking right. He works there, man.
Yeah, and he's going to be there for 10 hours today. And, like, his exposure, like, it multiplies over time. It's like, he's just trying to not die, please.
Yeah, exactly. And so I didn't get upset. I immediately apologized. Just two steps back. And when he was done and he handed me, I said, I'm really sorry for stepping up. And he's like, no problem. And I just took my stuff and left. Yeah. I'm just being a nice guy.
How easy is it?
What is wrong with these people? I've seen these people fucking whipping shit throughout the fucking whole supermarket out of their cart.
What?
Throwing fucking tantrums, running at people, yelling at people. I saw this guy in Georgia. This guy told him to wear a mask and he started walking around and he's fucking open carrying and he keeps reaching for his gun while this guy is just telling him that he needs to wear a fucking mask. People are insane, man. What the fuck happened? It's so crazy. There's so many videos out there of fucking people going insane because they have to wear a mask. There's so many videos. It boggles the mind that people get crazy about this.
God, you couldn't ask for an easier answer to an enormous problem.
I know, right? There's so many easy answers to all of this. There's so many easy answers and nobody wants to follow.
Nobody will do them.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone says the COVID pandemic has brought out the best and worst of people. I'll tell you what, man, that teeter-totter is really hanging on worst, because there's so much bad that has happened. So many bad actors, so many dumb people. It's just, you just can't believe it.
So many people using this to further a political agenda. Like, it's like, this is like, you know, like, this is not the time to be political. Like, this is like, but, you know, Cecil, the Republicans are going to get it more than we are.
Yeah.
They just are, man.
They just are.
Look at the states right now that are getting fucking nailed.
Yeah.
They're red states.
Yeah.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. All right. Well, I got angry for a little while. Now I got a cold down. So we're gonna let you guys go. We'll be back next week. Ian, what time will we be back next week?
9 p.m. 9 p.m.
9 p.m. Central time?
Yeah.
Central time?
Yeah,
Ian?
Central time. Central time.
Another person asking who Ian is, by the way. So mean.
That's how
you
like
people
it.
Are so mean.
Oh, it's so fucking
All
mean.
All you people are so mean. God damn. God damn. Ian, I want you to go through and comment on this.
Fine.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Thank you for shaming Ian. We really do appreciate it.
And he deserves it.
He deserves
so keep it up.
Every bit of it. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back next week, 9 p.m. Ian promised.
That's right.
Ian promises. If not,
I
we're
promise.
Gonna
he's finally an episode I laughed at.
Oh
sorry.
That's
I'm just
rough.
Kidding.
That's rough.
I'm just
okay.
Kidding.
All right.
Jesus.
It's, okay.
You're fired.
All right.
All right, guys. Ian's we gotta fire Ian.
Yeah.
We'll see you later.
Man.
Bye, everybody.
A good run.
Bye.